Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Welcome, everybody, to our last day of the retreat. And I don't know about all of you, but I never know whether to be sad or happy. So what we're going to do today is explore what we thought went well and tell us what you thought we could improve upon. And so everybody's going to get a turn, and it will be much like the first day when we went around and introduced ourselves. This time you'll have 2 minutes again, and if by chance we get through everybody before our time has elapsed and you have something else you didn't get to say, we will give you another chance. But that's what we want to know from you. And though first, we're going to hear from our president, Glenn Crosby.
Thank you, Judy. Good afternoon, everyone. And it's good morning for some folks. So either way, we're glad to have you on. I hope that you have enjoyed the retreat. And I also hope that you found some tips and suggestions that you will find helpful in your daily life. We focus on high tech, low tech, and no tech solutions to everyday problems. And you know, it doesn't have to stop with the retreat. If you encounter activities that you can't figure out how you can do those non-visually, we're as close as your telephone, and you can always contact one of us. And if we don't know the answer, chances are we know somebody who does have the answer, and we're always available to try to help. I do want to thank all of the folks who helped to organize this retreat and all of the presenters. And I want to thank all of you who participated. I certainly hope it's been a good event in your life. I hope that it's been informational and also entertaining. So, I don't have a lot more to say other than I'm pretty sure that the division will do this again next year. But before we get to next year, I would like to remind everyone that we also conduct what we call National Seniors Conversations. And those we connect up by Zoom, and we will have a topic of discussion for that afternoon. And once the presenter is finished, we offer an opportunity for questions, and hopefully the at least the initial questions will be on the topic. But in addition to that, you're welcome to ask other questions that you have regarding other aspects of your daily life. And I hope that we'll get that information out. We put it out on our listserv, and hopefully you're getting that. I do hope that everybody here have decided to subscribe to NFB Newsline, because that is a great source of information. And if you are on Newsline, please review our Braille book, our Braille monitor, I'm sorry, and also our presidential releases. President Mark Riccobono tries to share as much information that's for the entire organization every month. And you're welcome to review those, and you can kind of keep up to date with what's going on. So, with that, Judy, I'm going to say welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming and thank you for participating. And I want to give you plenty of time to make your suggestions.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. I want to remind people to please mute yourself till it's your turn to talk. And I know not everybody has done that yet, so check yourselves out and mute yourself. Now, what I think we're going to do, well, let me ask both Sandy and Janie if there's anything you think we need to announce before we start. And then we'll also give you a chance at the end,
You
board
can.
members,
Oh.
others, if they have
Well,
yet.
my opinion is for me, I think I'd love to hear from the participants. And then if there's time for Sandy and myself, we can talk at the end. That's okay.
Okay.
I would agree.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to be going through the order the same way we did last Sunday. That seems so long ago.
No.
And I know there are some of you who aren't muted yet, and I recognize one of you, so make sure you mute yourself. If you don't know how to mute yourself, tell us and we'll tell you what you have to do. So we're going to begin with Jill. So Jill, if you will unmute yourself, you get to go first.
Okay. Just like to say, I really have enjoyed the presentations, particularly all the ones to do with cane travel. I am blind and work with people who are blind, but that's not my forte, the cane travel. I do more independent living stuff, but it was very enlightening, and I enjoyed learning, about cardinal directions and stuff because I unfortunately have not ever gotten to go to a structured discovery center, so I only know, how mobility is taught through a traditional means, and so it was really helpful. I would say the only thing that I would have liked to have had a little bit more of, which I think was because it varies from year to year, was a little more on cooking and sharing tips and tricks on that, although we did have some. And I really enjoyed the technology portion, especially the things that you can do with Siri, because that is just something that makes our lives easier. I mean, anything, and it's a selling point, I think, for a lot of senior adults too, that these things make life easier. It's kind of like, with Miss Judith, I know. Technology is not necessarily your forte, but as you can learn to develop some skills using even Siri or the A lady, you find out how it can be useful to you. Doesn't mean you have to go hug it and love on it, but you can find out it does make a difference and it really does help. So I appreciate the opportunity to participate in all that I've gained through the retreat. Thank you.
Okay, perfect.
Good
Everyone
job.
can follow Jill's example, not about what she said, which was fine, but everybody gets to say their own thing. But it was nicely timed, and I appreciate that you have some suggestions for the future and what you learned this week. So thank you very much. Now, I'm not sure if Kurt is here. Kurt Pear, are you here?
I don't see him in the participants. Let me open the
I don't think so. Okay. Then we're still in Arizona. Well, we were in Alabama first, but Joe, you are next.
We know he's here. 9068. Oh.
Yes, we do.
Here he is.
You still follow me?
Yes.
That's Joe.
Okay. I knew you were. But anyhow, it's been an interesting week. It's the first time I've participated in a Zoom seminar. I've been on many Zoom calls, but nothing like this that was day after day with a great amount of variety. And I think we had really excellent crowd control, because too often, as many of us have experienced, the thing is broken down into a shouting match, and that just really undoes the effectiveness of it. And I also really enjoyed being able to listen to people from across the country without having to leave home. It's kind of like being electronically spoiled. But it's one of the beauties of this type of function where even our senior division, which meets this afternoon here in Arizona, it is all done by Zoom. And it's just a great opportunity. And it also eliminates one of the excuses to a certain extent of, well, I couldn't make it. How far is the phone from where you are? So,
Joe, did you have a favorite particular class or one activity that stood out for you?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, and I would say it was yesterday with Matt when he was giving us hands-on instructions on how to take control of the show and not let
Okay.
Siri run everything.
And
And,
was there anything you missed that we didn't do that you wish we had?
no. No,
Okay.
this being my first go around, I didn't know what to expect.
All
But
right.
I think we also had a great opportunity
Okay.
to begin developing our resource list,
Okay.
of things that we might have known about and hadn't explored, or things we hadn't heard about. And one other thing I wanted to put in, when I was talking yesterday about my recipe for a smoothie,
Yeah.
when I'm
Yes.
cooking
We
the
need someone's talking on their phone and we need you to mute. Go ahead, Joe.
when I was talking